speaking of Olympia, Olympia says that one of the solutions to make people safer, bring down crime, is to support a House bill that would allow local governments to raise the sales tax. Here's part of KOMO's coverage about this bill.
The mayor of Kent says her city is doing what they can to reduce crime, but now she's backing a bill in Olympia to allow counties and cities to increase the sales tax rate and spend the money on public safety.
We've invested in alternative responses, community court, body cameras, and more, but we are at the end of what we can do with our existing resources.
State lawmakers are now considering HB 2211, which would allow cities and counties to increase the sales tax up to 3 cents for every $10 purchase. The money could be used to hire more police or invest in diversity programs, community court, or other efforts.
Okay. Is the solution to reducing crime increasing people's taxes? And the aforementioned Mayor Ralph, Dana Ralph, who we've had on the show several times, she's the mayor of Kent, is someone who is supporting this legislation. She joins us on the commute this morning. Good morning, Dana. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Okay. So a lot of our listeners think that crime's out of control, and they don't think it has anything to do with money, but about priorities, but about how money is spent. Why are they wrong?
So at the end of the day, let's go backwards a little bit. In the state of Washington, we are 51st in police staffing. We are the lowest in the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
And the city of Kent is at the bottom of that. Policing is expensive. There is no dedicated funding source for public safety. You think about fire has a funding source. Schools have funding sources. Hospitals, you can go all the way down the list. And police do not. I do not have the budget in a city with the economy like Kent to be able to hire the extra 30 or 35 officers I need to keep this community safe. This is not a nice to. This isn't one of those taxes that it sure would be fun to have. I have to be able to respond to crime in the current environment. Things are out of control. I would agree with, I think your listeners and I are on exactly the same page. And the one tool that I have to address it. I can't control the court and I can't control the legislature, but I can put more police out there to be proactive and respond to crime. And that's what this is about.
Okay. And maybe bring down response times.
Bring down response times. Exactly.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, don't county taxpayers pay for the 911 system?
The 911 system is funded through the tax system. Yes. There's no direct support for police. That's my...
All right. That's because police are supposed to be the first priority of local government.
So are roads, and so are parks, and so are...
No. I think public safety is more important than a park. And I say this as someone who loves parks.
And my budget would reflect that. Well over half of our budget is already spent on public safety. There's no question about that. If you look at the budget, it shows that it is our number one priority.
And you know, that doesn't surprise me because I know it's a priority of yours. But the frustration with a lot of people is that the criminal justice system is very expensive and very inefficient, and it doesn't target the kind of behavior that results in less crime. If you have a juvenile justice diversion system that we have, you could double the amount of money you spend on police. You're still going to have more juvenile crime. If you have low bail or no bail, Mayor Ralph, you could spend more money, but you're still going to have more criminals, including career criminals, skating and oftentimes getting back out on the streets before the officer is done with his or her paperwork formalizing the arrest of the criminal who has a long record and has just made bail. So is this really a money problem, Dana?
It's on the policing side, it absolutely is a resource issue. I can run my lap. My lap is to make sure that when someone calls 911, there's an officer to respond, that when someone asks for more patrols in their community to deter crime, that we can respond. Those are the things at the city level that we can do. We also have a misdemeanor court and we have a jail, and we absolutely use both of those things. So with the tools that have been given to me by the legislature, not the ones that I would necessarily choose if I got to ask, there are absolutely things that we can do at the city level to play our part in this. You're right. I don't have control over the judges. I don't have control over the restorative community pathways program for juveniles. I don't have control over that. But what I can do is make officers available to patrol our communities and to make those arrests.
Let me give you a quick anecdote that explains where I'm coming from on this. Again, my guest, Mayor Dana Ralph from Kent, she's supporting a bill in Olympia that would allow cities and counties to raise the sales tax up to 3/10 of a penny for crime reduction strategies for criminal justice spending. I was the co-author and the leader of an initiative that became America's first three strikes, you're outlaw. This goes way back to the 90s. And when I was running this campaign, we kept hearing, oh my God, do you know how much this is going to increase costs, criminal justice costs here in Washington? How much it's going to increase the prison population? Costs will skyrocket. They'll be out of control. People don't know what they're doing. Well, 76% of the voters supported three strikes, and it became law. But we didn't get these massive increases in spending because three strikes, you're out, and a couple of other reforms like the hard time for armed crime gun enhancement law, Dana. That came a couple of years later, brought down violent crime or helped bring down violent crime 50%. The best way to save money on criminal justice is not to raise taxes. It's to reduce crime. Then there's fewer court dates. There's more room in the jails. There is less burden on the criminal justice system. So I'm thinking, are we doing everything we could to reduce crime? Isn't crime the driver of high criminal justice costs?
So I am doing everything I can at the city level. That's what this is about, is having the officers out there so they can make those arrests. If it's a misdemeanor crime, and now we know things like, you know, drug possession or misdemeanor crime, those are handled in the Kent Municipal Court. They're being processed by Kent prosecutors. That piece of the system, the piece that I control, that is in the purview of the city, that's what we're working on. We are working on enhancements for multiple offenses. We're doing all those things at the municipal level because that is where we have the ability to make change. It's up to the voters on honestly everything else, but I'm not going to stand by and let things continue to escalate if there's something I can do. And something I can do is get an officer out there either proactively patrolling and preventing crime, or making sure that I've got detectives on the backside to investigate crime and officers that can actually respond when somebody calls. And that's the piece of that's the piece that I can control.
Okay. Is there a lot of room in the jail?
In our jail, in the city of Kent jail?
Mm-hmm.
No, we actually keep people in that jail.
Yes, but are you full to capacity?
We run up in the upper percentages of capacity.
Okay. Because one of the things I notice is that, I don't know if you knew this, but under Jay Inslee, 1/3 of our prison population has been reduced. And that would be fine if crime was down, but it's not. Our juvenile justice jail, for heaven's sakes, I think there's like 70% vacancy there, but not because juvenile crime has plummeted. It's quite the opposite.
I don't disagree with any of those things, and that's where I keep going back to. This is what's in the control of the city, and that is the Kent jail. We use that jail, and we're not running, we're not turning people out, we're not sending people back, we're not unusing it. So if the reality is I need those additional police officers to keep things moving, period. That's just the end of the, it's not because I'm not putting people in jail, they're not going through court. We're doing what we can do as a city.
How's the retention rate for Kent PD right now?
We are one of the only cities in the state that is fully hired up.
Wow. That speaks well for you.
John, we're doing the right things. I'm doing all of the things I need to do. I just need more bodies. We're a city of 34 square miles, 140,000 people, and we have about 1.2 officers per 1,000. It's far too low. The state in the last 10 years has done several things which have taken resources away from the city of Kent, streamlined sales tax being one of them. If you look at that, probably about $20 million a year that was taken from the city of Kent. I am asking for some of that money back to keep my community safe, period.
All right. Mayor Dana Ralph of Kent, again, making the case more cops means quicker response times to 911. She's doing everything she can on the local level. And she says that if the sales tax could be ratcheted up slightly, she could hire more cops and lower response times and make more arrests. Dana, good having you on the show. I appreciate you making the time.
Absolutely. Really quick. It's now Senate Bill 6076. The House did not, the committee never moved it out of the committee. So on the House side. So we've got a hearing in the Senate on it this week.
One more time on that bill number, Dana.
6076.
6076. That's Senate Bill 6076. The House legislation failed to pass. So it has to pass one chamber. When's the cutoff date? It's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a fiscal committee, so it's the 5th of February. Okay. So our hearing is Thursday.
There we go. Thanks again for coming on and making the case. You obviously knew that it would be, a skeptical audience whenever you talk about a tax increase. So I appreciate all the more you taking the time to be with us this morning, Dana.
I'm right there with you on the tax, but there's things that we have to do. And keeping my community safe, this is the thing I have to do.
Dana Ralph, the mayor of Kent, on the John Carlson Show.